And before I go, have these jelly babies and this ham. Oh, and this jewel box will probably come in handy. Oh, and you simply must have these piglets. And now I must go, but not before giving you this encyclopedia and this haunch of venison.
Laden with gifts, I entered the school, where I was taken to see the headmaster, Mr. Heartthrasher.
Enter. Ah, you must be young Pippin. And you bring me gifts. Jelly babies, ham, a jeweled box, some piglets, an encyclopedia, and some venison. How kind.
But, sir...
Did I say speak? Did I tell you directly to speak?
No, sir.
You do it again. Did I say speak? Did I? Hey, did I? I ask you a direct question. And you dare not answer me, boy. Answer me clearly and simply. Did I tell you to speak?
No, sir.
Again you do it! Again you speak!
But you told me to.
Cheek and impudence, the like of which I have ne'er heard. You are to be beaten now, boy. Do you hear me? Now, bend over.
Yes, sir.
In the name of the Lord, I do this for your benefit, my boy. Now, where is my cane? Wrong one. Ah, here we are. And if I hear one bleat out of you, you shall be hanged.
As he beat me, I thought of many things. Of my mother and father, of my sisters, of the life I had left behind. But mostly of how there was an angry man hitting me on the bottom with a large stick.
There. It is done. Oh, dear, you fell for that, didn't you, young man? Sorry, it's a bit of a joke. I like to play on every new boy. Let's them know I'm not the type of ogre most headmasters are expected to be. What do you think? No, really, did I fool you? You dare speak to me? Did I say you might open your mouth? Did I? Actually, I did. I remember now. So, welcome to St. Bastards. We have only one rule here, and that is obey every rule. And there are over 8,000 of those. Right, that's it. You can go to your dormitory as soon as I've administered your welcoming beating. Stand up and bend over.
The school day started at 5 o'clock with the ritual waking with sharpened sticks.
Ow, ow,
ow, ow.
Stop it.
Followed by the morning ablutions, where we bathed in ice water and used hedgehogs for sponges.
Ow, ow, that hurts as well.
You boy, sponge off your groin.
Classes were rigorously streamed, by which I do not mean that selection was according to ability, but that they took place in a stream.
So, Virgil, Aeneid, Book 2, Jenkins, translate.
Yes, sir. A shout ran across the walls of Troy and... Whoa!
Just because the river is in spate does not give you the excuse to skip lessons. Report to me later for a beating.
Yes, sir.
Sport consisted of the school's own version of rugby football, the horrifically violent bastard ball. The rules were simple. There were two teams of as many as you liked fighting over a ball, and the ball was the youngest boy in the school.
I don't want to be the ball. I want my mother.
If your mother loved you, you wouldn't be here. Now lie down and get ready for kickoff.
Each team was divided into five groups. The kickers who kicked the ball, the hitters who hit the ball, the punchers who punched the ball, and the pitchforkers and shooters who tried to kill as many of the opposition as possible. Either that or pitchforked and shot the ball. The object of the game was to get the ball to the end of the pitch and shove its head in a bucket of dung. For doing which you scored a bastard. If you complained or were caught breaking one of the 8,000 school rules, you were severely punished.
Choose before, Stack.